If you haven't read Megatrends yet, you are in the minority. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Megatrends by John Nesbitt stayed on the bestseller list for more than a year after it entered the bookstores in October 1982. 1984's paperback edition with a new introduction and updated figures also became a bestseller. What's it all about? Here's Nesbitt.
I was reading a book by Bruce Caton on the Civil War. And he, of course, reconstructs the events of the day with the local newspapers of the time. And it struck me that it was interesting that newspapers are primary source material when they're 100 years old or 150 years old. Why can't they be primary source material today?
Nesbitt began combing through out-of-town newspapers and was stunned by the wealth of information about what was going on in the various corners of the U.S. He quit his job at IBM, formed a staff, and began compiling articles that showed population shifts, economic trends, political and social changes. His book, Megatrends, developed from that research.
In 1979, I was asked to make a speech to a large business audience in Stockholm. So I sat down and decided that I would really try to figure out what the 10 most important trends were that were occurring in the United States. And the speech just was circulated all over the country and, you know, Xeroxed in 14th generation. That became the core of the book.
Nesbitt had an idea Megatrends would catch on.
There are now 900,000 of the hardcover in print. There are 2 million now in the softcover just coming out. 600,000 were sold in Japan. That's more, by the way, per capita than in the United States. It's in the process of being translated into 14 languages. It was a bestseller in Sweden. It's just coming out in France and England. So it's just, as the French say, a succès fou, a crazy success.
John Nesbitt lives in Washington, toying with the idea of updating Megatrends ever so often. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.